to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr. One of the great things I love doing on The Aware Show is bringing your attention about things that are in the news that are possibly corporate interest. We don't know what the interest is, but they completely go against an entire scientific body of research. So we get to discover that today. The coconut oil is on the block. Somebody wants to chop its head off. For some reason, we have this incredible body of knowledge about how our wonderful coconut oil and anything that has to do with an essential fatty acid helps you feel amazing, brings your energy back to you, rehydrates the cells, stimulates mitochondria growth. It helps you emotionally, physically, even spiritually. You don't even know the amount of ways that the coconut oil can actually help you. And right now in the news, it is actually showing that it is not helping you. There's the American Heart Association came out to say that coconut oil could actually be harmful to your health. Joining me is Dave Asprey, who texted me right away and said, "Lisa, we got to talk fat. Get me on." Is this right, Dave? Yes, we have to talk fat. Dave is the author of the best-selling book, The Bulletproof Diet. Has anybody ever tried bulletproof coffee where you add the medium-chain triglyceride oil in your coffee, which is amazing in terms of increasing your levels of energy and clarity and focus and all sorts of great things? He also has a new book out called Headstrong. He is created incredible story. He's been on CNN and Fox News and Nightline, everywhere, talking about the essential, beautiful oil of medium-chain triglycerides. Welcome, Dave. Thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So did you not text me and say, "We've got to talk fat"? What's happening in the news? Why did our coconut oil get on the chopping block? What happened?
The American Heart Association did a new analysis and said, "Oh, we just discovered that saturated fat is bad for you."
Yeah.
The problem is that different saturated fats do different things. And even worse, the American Heart Association only looked at four studies from the 1960s. They ignored every study since then, including the largest and most expensive trials that found the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people are saying that this is a result of special interests because they're funded by the American Canola Council. And they're telling people to eat vegetable oil and margarine instead of things like coconut oil and grass-fed butter that we know are good for you. So I wanted to walk people through the real science of what's in coconut oil, what is a medium-chain triglyceride, and why even some MCT oils don't work.
Yes. Okay. First of all, the difference between saturated fat and unsaturated fat. What is the difference there?
Sure. Unsaturated fats, and there's a whole bunch of different types of them as well, they have free binding sites where they can oxidize. They can go rancid very quickly. And your body needs a small amount of some unsaturated fats, but if it has too many of them or it has the ones that are already damaged, it makes cell membranes that are dysfunctional and create lots of free radicals, inflammation, and make you age more quickly and make you get cancer. Did I mention the American Heart Association doesn't seem to care about cancer because their recommendations of a high sugar, high vegetable oil diet cause cancer?
Yes, high carbs too. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So
that's what an unsaturated fat is.
Okay.
A saturated fat is a fat that's stable, and there's different types of saturated fats that do different things. And it's true that if you have bad bacteria in your gut, saturated fats can help toxins from the bacteria that cause inflammation get into your body. The cure for that is really straightforward. Don't eat sugar, don't eat processed foods, don't eat vegetable oils and eat more vegetables.
Okay.
When you do that, magically, the problem goes away. And then let's talk about coconut oil specifically.
Yes. Let's talk about medium chain triglycerides. What are they? Why are they good? How do they act differently?
Coconut oil is marketed as having high MCT oils, and medium chain triglycerides are a type of saturated fat, some of which do different things than other saturated fats. Unfortunately, about 85% of coconut oil is plain old, what we call long chain saturated fats, something similar to butter or bacon grease or anything else like that. Those fats are not bad for you, but they don't have special powers. So the coconut oil industry will tell you 60% of our oil is special MCT oil, but they're actually lying. And even people who make MCT oil, a lot of the stuff on the market has a type of MCT oil that's allowed to be marketed that way, but it's just a long chain fat hiding in wolf's clothing or sheep's clothing, whatever they say. So there's a couple kinds of MCT oil that have special powers. What they do is they add ketones to your body. And ketones are what happens when your body burns fat instead of sugar. So they put you in fat-burning mode. And Bulletproof Coffee uses just one of the four kinds of MCT oil. It's called brain octane oil. It's available online. It's available at Whole Foods and Sprouts and many, many other locations now. Mm-hmm. And this special type of oil is about 5% of what's in coconut oil. So my recommendation for people is have a tablespoon of coconut oil every day, and you'll like how you feel. But you might not want to have a cup of coconut oil every day because you don't get enough of that precious brain octane oil. And even though they're going to tell you you're getting a lot of MCT oil that has special powers, they're selling you the MCT oil that doesn't actually reduce inflammation and cause these cognitive improvements and suppression of hunger and put your body in the fat-burning mode.
Ah, okay.
Last year,
so
there were,
difference. Yeah. There's a big difference.
There is. And so it's become frustrating in the last couple of years since I started talking about the different MCT oils and how Bulletproof Coffee uses only brain octane oil. A lot of people have started selling MCT oil without knowing that they're mostly selling the stuff that doesn't work, which is called lauric acid.
Ooh, wow. Okay, what is lauric acid then?
Lauric acid is the most common fat in coconut oil. It is technically a medium-chain triglyceride. Unfortunately, our body doesn't use it to give us those special fat-burning powers or the cognitive focus powers that come from the special MCT oils.
Okay.
So unfortunately, even people selling supplements and things like that are willing to sell you the stuff that doesn't work. We actually filter that out of the Bulletproof brain octane oil, and other companies will buy it from the manufacturers, and then they'll sell it as an MCT oil. So people buy, you know, the cheap MCT oil, and then they wonder why it doesn't work. There are lab studies about this. And what happened with the American Heart Association is really irritating because they don't even acknowledge the role of medium-chain triglycerides at all, much less certain types of them. So when you see a big industry-funded group that only cares about heart disease telling you don't eat saturated fats without telling you which saturated fats are good and without telling you that they only relied on four ancient studies, something fishy is going on. And get this, one of the four studies that they rely on, some scientists recently reanalyzed the data and found undisclosed data that's been in the records all this time. And when they added the new data in, from that study from 1973, they found the opposite effect that saturated fat was.
Oh, wow. It's very interesting, though, the fact that this would even be a statement that would come out. It kind of, even if, say, there are special interests involved and that their funding is actually being threatened, maybe the Canola Oil Council or something like that. Think about that. That means that coconut oil and medium chain triglycerides are actually making a dent. People are purchasing them so much that they're making a dent in a very long established oil industry. And that actually says a lot. I think, you know, largely in part of the, you know, the publicity that you've done around it and really making a stand for the MCT oil. Dave's history comes from a long line of actually being a from Silicon Valley. He was a huge in the technology world, and as Silicon Valley Tech, got very sick, healed himself with these medium chain triglycerides, which do two things. Fat burn, improve cognitive function. Fat burn, improve cognitive function. Who doesn't want that? Anyway, long story you can read about in his book, The Bulletproof Diet. But after you learn from Dave, from what he's put out there, you've made a dent. Hey, that's kind of good news in a way. If you think about it,
It's great news because this American Heart Association thing has all the hallmarks of a focused media campaign. They're doing all the talk shows, they're getting in all the right media places, and they're doing this to sway public opinion, and they are funded by the companies selling you the oils that cause inflammation that I will not allow my children to eat at all. Things like canola oil, soybean oil, corn oil, vegetable oil, liquid margarine, or even that fake margarine, the fake butter stuff. No, my kids eat real grass-fed butter the way we have for thousands of years, and I think everyone listening should really think about feeding that to their family as well, because that's how the body works.
So that's now back to the difference between, well, can we talk a little bit about how? So say the study is funded, and it is going after this major media campaign, and it's actually getting into the doctor's rhetoric again as well. I've had a couple of friends, one who had her gallbladder out, and she was told to stay away from coconut oil. I mean, that was, I guess, maybe there needs to be more education around this. Maybe a focused media campaign on MCT oil rather than coconut oil, because they're different.
They are different. And the problem, though, is that the most common, most abundant MCT oil isn't even an MCT oil. So even that is the issue. That's why I stopped talking about MCT oil, because companies are deceiving people by selling MCT oil that doesn't work. So MCT is four kinds of oil. That's why I talk a lot about brain octane oil, which is the rarest and most effective of those oils. And it's a weird thing, because the American Heart Association doesn't mention any of this. What I'd like to see is more media campaigns simply saying, look, here's what the science since 1973 actually says. And the British Medical Journal just published a big thing saying, hey, saturated fat doesn't cause heart disease, period. So what is fair to do is to say there is considerable debate about this. We are still doing the science. Here's the case for, here's the case against. But for the American Heart Association to just blindly make a recommendation based on ancient data that supports the corporate interests who support them, it's not okay. Because the doctors I work with, some of the top anti-aging physicians in the world, they are largely in favor of moderate amounts of specific types of saturated fats, including brain octane oil, because it works dramatically well. I've lost 100 pounds. I've kept it off for years. I don't experience hunger and cravings. My brain works like it never has. And that's why I write about this kind of stuff, because it's not fair that I hit 300 pounds. It's not fair that I was getting cognitive dysfunction in my mid-20s because I was eating bad oils, the kind of oils and the kind of diet recommended by the special interests funding the American Heart Association.
Amazing.
You've
done a total software upgrade in your entire body. But if somebody wanted to find out how to do this on their own, how to do their own research, where would you direct them to find more out about brain octane oil?
I would suggest not just brain octane, but the whole thing. The easiest thing to do that saves you the most time is my new book, Headstrong, contains all the science about this and a bunch of other ways to have more energy. Or you can go to bulletproof.com and I'll give you the infographics and all that stuff for free. I just want people to do the right thing. I believe when we have the right types of fat in our brain, we're wired to be nice to each other. And when I see recommendations like this from the American Heart Association that fly in the face of all of that knowledge, kind of upsets me, because when people eat that way, they're tired and cranky all the time, and they act like those weird 1970s, there's like 12 doctors left who still recommend a low-fat diet with only vegetable oil and no added anything. And those doctors are promoting some like vegan diets with low fat. That stuff doesn't work. There's thousands of people recovering from that stuff who lost their hormones, lost their hair, lost their thyroid function. So the good thing is doctors know about coconut oil now, and they don't believe the American Heart Association anymore. And if you're listening and your doctor just kind of parrots that crazy advice, I think you might want to look for a doctor who actually has looked at nutrition or read anything in the last 20 years.
Okay. Good. All right, so let's do a little more education here. Is an MCT oil or brain octane oil considered an essential fatty acid?
Absolutely not.
No.
Essential fatty acids are no. Essential fatty acids are fats that your body can't manufacture that you must get. And even some of the unsaturated fats are essential. You need like a gram a day, very small amounts. So what MCT oil does, some of them go into the liver and get processed like normal saturated fats. But a few specific types, the kinds that I focus on at Bulletproof, those bypass the liver and they turn into a special kind of energy that gives you more electrical energy in your cells. Your cells actually make electrons to fuel your breathing and your thinking and your heartbeats. You can get more energy that way, but only if you have those specific kinds of fats, or you could go on like the Atkins diet or a high fat, low carb, or you could fast for 4 days, which is why a lot of new books, including mine, recommend fasting for periods, because it makes your body create this special state that provides the mental clarity and the lack of hunger. It turns out you can put the stuff in your bulletproof coffee every morning, and then you get that state, and then your brain works, and the muffin loses its power calling you at 10:30 saying, eat me, eat me. You just don't care about it, because that's what changed my life. It was just that freedom from cravings. So those are the different types of MCTs. But when someone says coconut oil has MCT, technically, yes, but it's not the functional, useful kind of MCT. And when you look at whether it's essential, you can live your entire life without it. You just feel better when you get it because it's a direct fuel source.
Aha. Okay. And so they are different. Essential fatty acids are different. But what is the difference in your brand specifically between the brain octane oil and the XCT oil? I know this is a specific question. People are kind of going, what's XCT? It's another one of Dave's brands. Just tell me personally, what is the difference there?
Absolutely. So if you go to a Whole Foods, you go online, you can find XCT oil and brain octane oil. XCT oil is the two kinds of MCT oil that are shown to be functional, and it's more affordable, but it doesn't give you the big spike of energy, and you can't take as much of it because there are limits to what you can absorb. Oh. When you do brain octane oil, you can absorb more of it, and it gives you more energy it's more accessible energy in the oil itself. So brain octane takes a lot more coconut oil to make, but it provides the biggest benefit.
Okay, so more energy ultimately, because it's got four different kinds of the medium chain, right? I'm saying that right? Okay.
Basically, we take the two least effective, or one of them is not effective at all, types of MCT oil, and we won't buy them. So they get sold to other companies who will label them as MCT oil and sell them to you, and that's not okay.
See what I mean? Dave really knows his stuff on this. Okay, can we talk about mitochondria and how it is stimulated or caused to produce more energy using these specific types of MCT oils?
Yes. Your mitochondria are set up to burn either sugar or fat, and they aren't very good at burning protein, so that it's metabolically bad for you to go on a high-protein diet, especially for a long period of time. So what you can do is you can say, well, if you rely on sugar, you get hypoglycemia and sugar swings, or if you can rely on fat, you do better. The funny thing is you want to have lots of energy every day. The way we measure energy is in calories. So somehow eating a low-calorie diet is supposed to give you more energy, or eating something like sugar or even kale that has little energy will not give you energy. And this is just a fundamental physics thing. So when you eat fat, specifically the type of fat in brain octane oil, it goes directly to energy, and it has more electrons in it than a similar amount of sugar would. So your body's like, woohoo, I can burn this fat, I can burn it efficiently. When I use this kind of fuel source, I make less inflammation, and I produce more energy. The part of your brain that needs energy the most, the part of your body that needs energy the most is your brain. So all of a sudden, now you're calmer, you're more focused, you have the ability to manage your emotions better, you can pay attention, you stop falling asleep as much during the day. Those things happen to me, and they happen anytime the brain can get more energy.
And you're nicer. That's a big thing.
Absolutely.
And your memory is better, and you don't have those forgetful moments and so forth. And also, mitochondria, you've taught me in the past, controls inflammation, which is the leading systemic cause of autoimmune diseases. Yes?
It turns out that mitochondria are calling the shots throughout your body. Mm. There are about a quadrillion of these in your body. They are ancient bacteria that are incorporated into our system, and they make inflammation. They decide if a cell gets cancer or doesn't get cancer. They decide which genes get expressed. Like, they're really in charge. And if you give them more energy, they'll do their job better. And then inflammation goes down, because inflammation is always caused by mitochondria. And mitochondrial dysfunction and inflammation are implicated in every type of chronic disease of aging, including autoimmunity, including Alzheimer's, including cancer, including diabetes, including heart disease even. So when you get more energy into those cells, they do their job better, and you get sick less. And you, every day, your quality of life is better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wrote Headstrong. It's all about everything you can do, some of which doesn't have anything to do with food, that will give you more energy. It'll make those cells better at doing their job.
Are there foods that we can eat, like avocados, the actual coconut meat, that can give us the same type of functionality, or we would just have to eat a ton of it?
You can eat any kind of fat and go into this state called ketosis, as long as you're eating very, very few carbohydrates and not too much protein. The problem is that if you try to do that, you're probably not going to like what happens if you're eating low-quality, even vegetable oils. So if you do the type of recommendations in the Bulletproof Diet or in Headstrong, what you're doing is you're eating lots of avocados, lots of coconut, a moderate amount of nuts, and you're getting some olive oil, and you're celebrating the power of fat to make your body work better. And this is undamaged, naturally occurring fat, the kind that's in your body, not these fake seed oils. And when you do that, you do feel better. But if you follow it up with two beers and a pizza, you're not going to get the same results.
Yeah.
So eating more veggies and less junk food is also a part of the plan if you want to live a long time and feel really good.
Mm-hmm. That is also, yes. So a plant-based diet. Are you a paleo type of diet person? Is that your...
The Bulletproof Diet is pretty different from paleo. And it's sold about 500,000 copies globally and changed a lot of lives. Because paleo tends to be higher in protein, and they tend to do things like roast the protein or fry things in oil. Those type of cooking techniques, unfortunately, eating too much meat and overcooking things really do cause inflammation. And so we don't want you to have an inflamed brain, because when you have muffin top in the brain instead of just around the waist, it affects your emotions first and then your focus. And so you tend to eat that way for a long period of time. It's a little too radical and too aggressive. You can still have some carbohydrates. Just don't eat sugar and corn syrup. You have some white rice instead of brown rice, because white rice actually causes less inflammation, it turns out. You can do things like that that are there in the books.
Really? Does it really? White rice causes less inflammation than brown rice?
It really does. It turns out plants don't want us to eat their babies. So they coat their babies in toxins that cause inflammation in us. And throughout all of the world that eats rice, for thousands of years, they've been working on technologies to remove the inflammatory part of the rice. So then in the U.S., we're like, let's undo those thousands of years of work that we've done and eat the inflammatory brown rice that has 80 times more arsenic than white rice. So quit paying extra for brown rice. It's not good for you.
What?
The little bit of fiber you get came straight from the American Heart Association in the 1980s. I don't trust their advice.
Not anymore. White rice. So sushi is a great thing to eat. That's good news.
It is, as long as you're getting real fish. None of that fake, like, bologna from the sea kind of sushi.
Yeah. You mentioned that there's one thing that you can bring with you when you eat sushi. It's like one of the main things to bring with you when you eat sushi. What is that? Where did I see that? I was reading it.
I bring a couple things.
Okay.
I bring sea salt with me instead of soy sauce. Soy sauce, it turns out, has a lot of things in it that mess with a good number of people, including histamine. So they tend to have worse allergies if they eat soy sauce.
Mm.
But I also use brain octane oil. You drizzle brain octane on your sushi, and it adds that fat burning, and then your sushi keeps you full for hours and hours. Otherwise, I can spend a huge amount of money on sushi, and 2 hours later, I want to eat again.
Oh, my God. That's the best tip ever. I mean, yes. I get it. And sometimes the rice is a little bit too much for me. So I do just more sashimi style rather than just straight up sushi. Okay.
So yeah, I would recommend for people is get one roll and tell them light rice. Put some avocado in there and whatever kind of fish, and then order sashimi. So you get a little bit of rice, but not too much.
Uh-huh. Great to know. Okay. Now, we've learned a lot about here about a little bit about the studies of the American Heart Association being outdated studies, a very small amount of them. There are studies that are far more recent than 1960 that news was based on, that have actually countered those studies that the news was based on. So you can do all of this research yourself if you go to bulletproof.com. You can also give this to your kids. You can put, we've learned about brain octane oil. You can put this on everything, on eggs, on, I don't know, I wouldn't recommend cereal, but eggs, you can do this on fish, chicken, anything that you eat. It's a a very benign oil. It doesn't taste like anything. It assumes the taste of whatever it is in. Of course, I put it in my coffee, which is part of the whole bulletproof movement, I would say. And you've created a movement, Dave. You're very cool.
Oh, thanks. I got to say, for parents out there like me, if you put even just a teaspoon of brain octane oil in your kid's food, they'll think it tastes better. They won't really know what's going on. But after that, they stop pestering you about sugar the way they did before, and they play better, and they're calmer and more focused. Like, it totally makes my kids behave.
Wow, that's interesting. So it lessens sugar cravings for little people, little ones.
Anytime you have, and adults too, anytime you have enough energy in your brain, the body's like, I don't need sugar. I have enough energy, finally.
Great. Gosh, that's really good to know. Okay, well, lots of information. I know that you're about to catch a plane and you really wanted to just tell us about this, which I appreciate your fierce need for the truth in media. And that's one of the things that I stand for as well. So anytime you want to come on, you are more than welcome. Thank you very much. All right, Dave.
Thank you, Lisa, for your work.
Absolutely. We'll see you soon, okay?
And okay.
All right, bye. So that is Dave Asprey from the Bulletproof Movement. He's created it with the awareness around MCT oil, brain octane oil specifically. I learn more every time I speak with Dave about, I don't know, there was a difference between a 2-chain and a 4-chain medium chain triglycerides. I mean, that fascinating information. Okay, we are going to actually take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go through more information about life. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show.